This is episode 1283. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? I welcome you to a brand new meditation series we are launching into this week. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast, always customized around a theme we explore in depth for a full week. This week, our series is going to be a quest. It is a quiet quest. You will steep yourself in the sound of silence. And you will begin by simply becoming aware of what you want to hear. And the quieter you become, the better you're able to hear yourself. So if you listen regularly, I received many email messages that I missed last week. And I want to let you know that all is well, but we did have a family emergency. And so I just wasn't able to record the usual podcast episodes. So thank you for reaching out to me for those of you who did. So now onward to our meditation series. As you go on a quiet quest this week, today's technique is one that will help you to become more aware of what you want to hear. Before I share this technique with you, I want to share some insight with you. And I want you to keep this in mind as you go throughout this week's series. This could change the way you view your meditation ritual. This is some insight that I came across, of all places, on the BBC News. And it has to do with your conscious and unconscious mind. Now, anything that you do consciously, your brain sees it as work. And surprisingly, you're not likely to perform as well. The power of the unconscious mind is always working. It's doing things like breathing and walking, or hitting a ball if you're in a sport, or running or jumping to catch something. It's those things that you do without really thinking about it. The good news about all of this, taking your conscious mind, where you have to really focus on something, and your brain sees this as work, and the power of your unconscious mind, where you're doing things without even thinking about them. Well, you can train your mind to be better at whatever you want it to do. And the key is not to become less aware of whatever you're doing, but rather to become more aware of it. So you can train your unconscious brain to be better at whatever it is you want to do. So think about this. Whatever you do consistently becomes unconscious. It becomes a part of you. So if you're thinking negative thoughts, then that can become part of you. If you are meditating consistently, then when you sit down to meditate, it won't feel like work. And when you listen to your inner silence, that inner wisdom, your intuition, you become better and better at it, to where you do it unconsciously. So, as you settle yourself in to meditate today, focus on what it is you want to hear. Who do you want to be is the real question. Who do you want to be? And as you sit down and you're quiet, calm your mind and your body, listen to your inner guidance, your inner wisdom as to who you want to be. And then let go of your thoughts and simply be. Effortlessly do this. And throughout this week, sit down quietly and draw out who it is you want to be. Meditate for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, always ending your meditation on a high note. If you'd like full half-hour guided meditations, a new one every day, and access to over 1,000 guided meditations, you have the option to break off on those meditations at the 5-10 minute point. You also get a guide with all the different techniques throughout the week, so it's like a meditation cheat sheet that you can refer to throughout the week to calm stress triggers, as well as a journal where you can write down your daily reflections. The journal is customized around the week's theme, so this week's journal is a quiet quest. This you can find at my website at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. There you can try for 2 weeks free this membership site with all the meditations, which is very soon going to become an app. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.